High school dropouts earn an average of about $9,000 less per year than graduates. Now, a new study dispels a common belief about why they quit. As NPR's Elaine Corey reports, it's much more basic than flunking out.
Society tends to write off high school dropouts as kids who just can't cut it. They're lazy and perhaps not too bright. So researchers commissioned by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation were surprised when they asked more than 450 kids who'd quit school about why they left.
The vast majority actually had passing grades. The vast majority were confident that they could have graduated from high school.
John Bridgeland is the CEO of Civic Enterprises, which oversaw the study due out today. The high school dropout problem is well documented. About 1 million teens leave school each year. Only about half of African American and Hispanic students will receive a diploma, and virtually all dropouts come to regret their decision. So, if failing grades don't explain why these kids quit, what does? Again, John Bridgeland.
The most consistent finding was that they were bored.
That's right, bored.
They found classes uninteresting. They weren't inspired or motivated. They didn't see any direct connection between what they were learning in the classroom and to their own lives or to their career aspirations.
The study found that most teens who do drop out wait until they turn 16, which happens to be the age at which most states allow students to quit. According to the U.S. Labor Department, only one state, New Mexico, has a law requiring teenagers to stay in high school until they graduate. Only four states, California, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah, plus the District of Columbia, require school attendance until age 18, no exceptions. Jeffrey Garin is president of Peter D. Hart Research, which conducted the interviews for the study. He says raising the compulsory attendance age may be one way to keep more kids in school.
Almost to a person, as these dropouts look back, they realize they've made a mistake. And anything that sort of gives these people an extra push to stick it out and see it through to the end is probably a helpful measure.
New Hampshire may be the next state to raise its school attendance age to 18. But critics say that forcing alienated students to stay in school misses the point, the need for reform. President Bush and the nation's governors have called for reinventing high school education to make it more challenging and relevant, and to ensure that kids who do stick it out receive a diploma that actually means something. Elaine Corey, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.